Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We're back. Before we get into this week's episode, let's talk a little bit about Firefly. Firefly has been gracious enough to send Shay and I a few of their products to test out. And in using them for a few weeks through a few training cycles, all I can say is that I am a massive fan. It's easy, convenient, lightweight to use. You put it on your legs, you feel your legs pulsate, and you really, truly do feel the recovery. I know this is an ad, but I'm not kidding. I've loved it. I use it every day. You can ask the guys I live with at school. It's worked wonders in terms of recovery when I'm going through hard training cycles. This episode is also brought to you by Leaf Running. Leaf Running sent me over a pair of some 5-inch shorts. Let me pick out the pair that I liked. And I chose the nice little hunter green colorway. And 5-inchers, of course, because I'm way past my short days. And they're some of the best running shorts I've had. And that's in comparison to all the other big name brands that we all wear. They're great for running, they're great for lift, and they're great for casual use. So check out Leaf Running for your new running apparel needs.
Last but certainly not least, let's talk about True Wild. So True Wild was kind enough to send Shay and I a few bags. My favorite has been the recovery bag, in which you just take a couple scoops, mix it with some water, and replenish those electrolytes and amino acids, especially after a hard workout and a hard run. And I felt that it's worked wonders for my body in terms of being able to recover from hard sessions. But I also love their motion powder that I take before runs, before lifts, and I've even taken before exams to give me that energy and that boost that I need to be able to push through and endure. So shout out True Wild, and thank you for all the support so far. Check them out online and on Instagram as well. Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
I'm gonna get copyrighted now.
Yeah.
My bad.
Let's go.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
How are you guys?
Amazing.
We're good. After that embarrassment of a setup there, we're good now.
I'm what, dude? I feel, yeah.
How you doing? You in New Hampshire right now?
Yeah, NH.
Nice, awesome. Yeah. So I guess before we do anything, welcome back. Hills and Twos. I'm Tim.
I'm Shay.
I say it every time. No idea what episode number we're on now. It was ballpark like 16, 17?
I was going to say 16.
That's a rough guess.
16, nice.
I don't know. We're going to forget entirely
someday. It's an honor to be here, boy.
Oh, thank you. Very much appreciated. We're coming heavy with the last little string of guests right now.
Only go up from here.
Yeah.
Heavy hitters.
What did we bank there? We went, so obviously we got Eric. Last was Drew. Hunter, one before that was Cooper. Who did we do before Cooper?
Joey, right? Wasn't it Joey?
Was it Joey? Okay. Thanks so much for joining us, man. We have wanted to have you on for a while. I will say this. We don't usually fanboy, right? But we think you are the funniest fucking person ever, dude.
We
live for your Instagram stories.
I can't explain how much that's so nice to hear.
I'm sure you're quite honored by two college runners, you know, telling you you're funny.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Dude.
What's going on? What's going on in your life right now? What are you up to?
Just back home in New Hampshire, gearing up for some fall training and some road races in come November.
Do you own a home in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in it's a town called Portsmouth.
Gotcha.
And I'm right outside of there.
Mm-hmm. Is this? Do you want to just do it as a new segment? Questions from Bonds.
Yeah.
Okay. So our coach, great Brandon Bonzi Bonds, has a couple questions for you. You're the first person that he has asked questions about, right? That he's like wanted to know answers from.
Yeah.
Right. Like no other guest has been So I reached out to him and I was like, "What do you want to hear from Eric Jenkins?" You're the first person that he's like giving us real questions here.
So yeah, this never happens.
This is if you know Bonds, this is not happening.
This is a very, very
okay. So that was the first one.
Oh, I hope I don't let him down.
Do you own a house in Maine? Second one, from questions from Bonds special, is favorite place in Portsmouth.
Favorite place in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Oh man. Let's see. The best bar in town, the one that we used to go to all the time, was probably State Street Saloon. That's one of my faves.
Check that out.
Great. You want food? There's tons of food. My favorite place though in Portsmouth. I'm gonna go. Let's see. I'll give you a couple. Press room. If you're coming to town, some people love the press room. People love TJ's. My favorite. There's an Indian restaurant. I eat a lot of food. Love food.
It's a very Donald Trump thing to say. The way you said it. You're like, a lot of food. I love food.
Yeah, I love absolutely letting the hair down at a dinner. That's my absolute
what
favorite.
What does that entail? How do you let your hair down at a dinner? What is that like? What's dinner
symbolizing
for Eric Jenkins?
Okay, man. Well, if I'm in season, like, you know, you can obviously have a lot of drinks and have a fun dinner that way. But having a fun dinner and is really just the energy you're bringing it start to finish.
Yeah. Right? So how do you come in? Like, what are you walking into the restaurant like if you're trying to have a good dinner?
You know, first off, who am I with? What's the crew?
That's like, good. Say you're with your boys.
The boys, yeah. It's gonna be if I'm with the guys, right? It's high energy from the start. I'm keyed up. I'm gonna be yapping, a lot of talking shit, a lot of I'm thinking about appetizers. Like we gotta obviously put some apps in. Let's start thinking about apps before we sit down.
Are we doing dessert tonight? Is that happening? Are we going to get into that?
No. You know, by the time I'm ready to get out of there the time dessert. I can't even think about dessert. We've gone so hard on.
No, you're already in a coma. You're not thinking about that.
No, we got to hit the road. We're actually being escorted out of the restaurant. They're not giving us the option of dessert.
Sloppy steaks. I think you should leave. Yo, you ever seen the show? I think you should leave.
Sloppy steaks. We used to be pieces of shit, dude.
I'm not a piece of shit now, but I used to be a piece of shit. You think this hair is slicked back? This hair is pushed back.
You ever seen the Ghost Mansion episode? I think it's like one of the first episodes, right?
That's one of the best ones.
Yeah.
We frequently quote Tim Robinson in this house. So if you're a Tim Robinson guy, are you a Nathan Fielder guy?
Of course.
Oh fuck yeah! We just.
What you guys think about the new thing he just put out?
We were late because we were having some technical difficulties. We were also late because our roommate Parker Stokes, he has to go
meet a group project right now in the library and explain to them that basically he needs to present the project with them 2 days earlier because we're going to Nutty Comb that week. And so we did a rehearsal based on that situation where we acted as his two study mates. And this was literally 10 minutes ago. He walks in, we recorded it. We have two cameras set up, different perspectives. And we just basically did a rehearsal.
Really did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went for it. It was a good time. We did some background research. We found who the people were.
We found the photos of them. We matched personalities for them. We ran a few takes. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, after we went on that crazy tangent about an elite dinner with the boys, what's your best memory of Northeastern Van Hoy?
Oh, man. Van Hoy, that's my dog right there. I love that guy. It's funny because Van Hoy, he was only my coach for about, less than a year. He came in, I think, in December, and then left, in June, after NCAA. So he was honestly barely at Northeastern. But we had so many good memories. I have to be like, the NCAA indoors, when I got DQ'd against Lowie Lang in the 3K.
I've seen that race.
That was a great memory. That even though I got DQ'd, that was, that was kind of my first big race. So, and that was with Van, just me and Van Hoy at NCAA. So that was a real good memory. Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess we got to give
Van Hoy's, me and Van Hoy are close. There's a lot of them around.
We got to give the listeners context. So Van Hoy, coach a bit at Northeastern, coach you, like you said, was the Ole Miss coach. Where did he just go now in California?
Cal Poly, right?
Yeah, Cal Poly. So he was the Ole Miss coach this last year when they had all those guys running really fast.
And they did. Yeah, Cal Poly got, placed very well at a meet recently.
Yeah, I did see that. So quick turnaround there.
Yeah.
It's cool. Okay, we have our last question from Bonds. Is Live Free or Die the best state slogan?
I mean, it's got to be up there. If it's not the best, I can't name two others.
I was going to say, people don't even really know any. I don't know the New Jersey one.
Sunshine State, is that Florida?
No, they're the Orange State.
But Sunshine State's doesn't have, Live Free or Die.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's in your face.
We probably only know five ones total, right? How many can you name? I'm trying to think.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, I couldn't name a lot.
What's North Carolina? It's First in Flight because in the flight. Airplane was invented there. Yeah.
The Last Frontier.
I know Maine is the way life should. I think the way life should be.
That is a good one. I like that.
That's not bad.
Alaska's the Last Frontier. That's kind of cool.
The Last Frontier is cool.
Alaska's a good one.
DC's is pretty cynical. It is taxation without representation.
That's the state slogan?
That's on the license plates.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because they have no reps. So it's crazy. So anyway, that was.
What the hell was even the meeting about? This. Jesus Christ, that meeting was sloppy. I mean.
Right? Brutal.
I just love thinking about that type of stuff. who let that pass?
Someone let that slide. It's someone's fault.
Someone should pay for that.
Let's storm the Capitol. Let's storm the Capitol next year.
That's why
Spotify is going to take us down for misinformation.
That's the reasonable deduction of the situation. We need to storm the Capitol.
Spotify is going to take us down for misinformation.
I don't mean any of that.
Future employers, please. Okay, we have a bunch of guest questions. Or I'm sorry, not guest questions, but listener questions for you, Eric. Number one, I don't know if you saw the story we posted to ask people for questions, and then Shay posted another one, and we'll get into it later, but... Shay requested that any listeners send us good Instagram stories that they screen recorded for you because there's some gems that we just don't have access to anymore.
Oh, like things that I posted?
Yeah, you Instagram posted story, from the stories. Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Like deep cuts.
So we got some questions here for you from the listeners. So Hart Landon said, tell us about the spot. I don't know what that means. I hope I don't have to cut this out.
You might. The spot was this, that's so funny. The spot was this it was this old abandoned shed in a cemetery that in high school, me and the gang would sneak out to the shed after school and just get up to trouble
that
in there.
Deep cut. That's
crazy. So funny.
What kind of trouble were you getting up to at the spot? What are some examples? What was high school Eric Jenkins up to?
We'd go out there and maybe we'd sneak some this and this this the cemetery is close to close to my house.
Okay.
Growing up, and so you'd sneak out in the middle of the night and meet there and. Maybe you'd crush a couple beers. Maybe you'd crush a bunch of beers, right? smoke a little something. This is a different time.
Yeah. Can we get some context year? I just want to.
What year is
it?
Oh, man.
How old were you?
I was probably around 2000. I was end of middle school, going into high school. And these are the early high school years. Yeah. That was... So, yeah, I was 14 years old. The prime.
Early 2000s.
Just a trash. Just a bad.
Prime, be a piece of shit year for being a young guy.
Dude, that's an epic time for boys. Yeah. Just child.
Well,
we used to be pieces
so
of shit.
Apologies
yeah.
for the 14 year old guy that I was. Bad. Okay. But anyway, yeah, that was the spot. So it was this old. This old shed that we would just go and hang out in.
That's funny. That's a great. Whoever asked that, heart landed. Thanks for getting that in here. That is perfect.
Yeah, they really know.
Okay. D5. I don't even know how to say that. Fleco. I don't know. I don't even know. Sleco. When's the full mixtape dropping? And you need to provide context as to why this is a question for the listeners who don't know.
So the full listeners, my first career choice was a rapper. I saw the lights. I thought, okay, I got this. I'll easily be a good musician. So I put out my first single officially at Northeastern. My first year at Northeastern, and I think that was my coach at Northeastern abruptly brought it to a halt and was like. he's like, look, I can't. He's like, I don't even know what to do with this. There's too much extracurriculars going on. You need to.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You need to cut it out. So that's the backstory. When's the full mixtape dropping? Man, you got to give me at least a year and a half.
Year and a half. All right. Wait.
Minimum.
Late 2023.
We have a request though. When I say we, what I really mean is Shay, because Shay can do the stuff and I can't. Design your mixtape cover. Can we make the cover?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's got to be the artist's rendition. We can't make it.
You're in the lead for you can have it.
You just did graphic design it.
All right, fine. All right.
You can make
I'm
something
just saying
hard.
If it's coming from the artist himself.
So I'll give
true.
You a directive of what to make.
We can work together.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
But he can help you out. All right. Yeah. All right.
We'll collab.
Exactly. Okay. When are we getting the Eric Jenkins stand-up special?
That's in the works too. The stand-up stuff, I guess the Instagram, the jokes, it's like, I really do have so much fun doing that. So that's even, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, I don't even know how much to really put out. And it's, you know, cause you got to keep it a little peak. You can't really go full. No holds.
Yeah, you got kids. You got a high school kids on you.
But you do a good balance of that stuff.
So
yeah,
I can't just go psycho mode on Instagram. Even though sometimes I'm like, this would be. I should do it.
you definitely have a burner.
The stand up special that's in the works too.
Are you a stand up fan?
Yeah. Do you watch stand up?
Oh room? Yeah, I do.
Here's a question. Do you watch Kill Tony on YouTube?
I've seen a couple things, but I don't watch it all the time.
Gotcha. We watch it religiously. It comes out on Monday night. If I don't watch it by Monday night, I watch it by Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
It is funny. For people who don't know, Tony Hinchcliffe, the comedian, has guests on. They do it in a live bar, and it's a podcast with a video too, kind of like this, I guess. And then stand-up comedians get pulled out of a bucket, and they get to do 60 seconds, and they're just all random people sign up. You get in the show free if you sign up.
Yeah, and then they have a panel, and Tony brings a famous comedian.
Oh, wait, so they're, it's free, they're freestyling topics,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, no.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah. The freestyle topics. They pulled up, like, they choose a topic and then people shout things.
Oh, really?
And they have to riff on the spot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this one, you just get 60 seconds.
To do anything.
Like, you pull your name out of your bucket and you do stand up. And then you, like, talk with them and basically they just make fun of you because some people bomb. Yeah. They're so bad. Some people are funny, though.
And then they just get roasted by...
Yeah, or if they were basically good, they get, like, complimented, and they kind of start going back and forth with the other, like, the very... Every big comedian's some,
they
been on it.
Become famous, too.
Yeah, a lot of people have just, like, blew up in comedy through it. Yeah. But anyway, we watch that all the time. We're trying to go. It's in Austin after outdoor NCAAs. So, granted, we would have to, be at NCAAs, and then their 10-year anniversary.
It's their 10-year anniversary.
Is that week when we would be in Austin.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Could be dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think I can ask that one?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it, dude.
We're gonna bleep it. Me saying it. Okay. It's just so aggressive.
All right. You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Bro?
Yeah.
I'll save your career, bro.
Thanks, dog.
We're gonna actually bleep mine too. fuck, marry, kill, Dua Lipa, Dennis Rodman, Kamala Harris. We're definitely bleeping. I didn't know
we're
that.
Bleeping this, but let's see. I want to hear the answer.
Dope. Yeah. All so what do you think? What's yours?
I'm not answering that.
I'm confident with that one, yeah.
Do you want to ask what that same person asked, the last one?
Same person is asking, are you still a virgin?
This is crazy that people ask this.
That's a crazy question.
If you've seen his Instagram from that June photo.
Wait. Don't say that yet because, all right, we'll do this segment that we have here, all right? Go on your Instagram DMs. We were going to pop it on the screen.
Right now?
Yeah. We're going to pop these pictures on the screen on the video, like for the video version of the podcast. Okay. But I sent you three pictures. We'll start with the top one. We need context for all three of these pictures. And then one of them answers that question. So.
Should we start from the top?
Yeah, start from the top one. So give context to these Instagram posts from Eric Jenkins.
Okay. So one of them it's just a screenshot of some guy sliding in my DMs, asking about what qualities. He says, hi, I'm an athlete from South Africa, dreaming of being in Oregon. Do you know qualities a coach looks for? And then I responded, a great smile. context of that is none other than just some idiot sliding into my DMs, saying a bunch of shit. And I was just like, oh, this is a funny, I'll send this. See, there's other stuff in my DMs that are kind of like that, but I just don't think to screenshot. But yeah, that was just a funny exchange. I thought that was good. The one below that.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh man. Oh fat. Oh, let's see. Yeah. Let's see where we were at. I don't remember what, I think this was at Pac-12's my senior year outdoors. And my God, I was just feeling myself. It looks like, in a crazy fit.
It is hard.
The fit screams 2015.
Just, like, truly.
The florals are beautiful.
Head. Yeah, I honestly, that's all I got right there. None other than I was just looking so good, and I was like, the world should see.
And then. Perfect fit.
The one below that is the class.
This answers the are you a virgin question that the fan asked.
Honestly, it doesn't even. It's kind of even. It's like
for the audio only listeners. This is on June 21st, 2015. Eric Jenkins posts a picture of him making out with a girl at a bar, and a caption: "Might not have found bae the other night. Not sure. She's not responding my texts."
So this was the night after NCAA's senior year, and I was like, I just thought. Someone sent me this picture and I was like, dude, this is the funniest picture. I was like, I texted her.
That is crazy.
I texted her and I was like, I think I have to post this picture.
You texted that girl that? Oh, okay.
I got permission before the post. And she was like, oh, I don't think you can you not, she's like, it's kind of, I was like, look, it's going to be a really funny post. And I'm like, if you hate it, you can, obviously I'll take it down. And then I posted it and the reaction, it was just a good reaction. The people liked it. The
people loved it.
It was a different post, kind of funny. And so I was rolling. I'm glad it's still up there. I honestly haven't thought about that in years.
So funny. Shay, I never saw that. How did you? Did you see that in 2015?
I've seen it.
You mean it got spread around?
I don't know where I've seen it, but I've seen it.
He was like, "Yo," I was like, "We need the post for this like segment." And he's like, "You got to go deep." There's one there. It's so funny. Because
that floral thing, I feel like that started like a wave. Like people just started wearing florals.
Trendsetter.
So, oh my god! Thank you so friggin' much for saying this. I don't want to say that. I was before I was in the floral before floral really got hot. But I was obsessed with floral. And in 2015, I was really into floral. If there's any sort of flower on a t-shirt, I'm like, must call.
Yeah.
Must get.
Dude, my teammate in high school, Aiden Tooker, he posted like a photo like soon after that of him doing the exact same pose with the same exact clothes on.
Oh, wait, I know Aiden. That's Syracuse, right?
Yeah. He said they wanted to make like floral pegs and at Nike Elite Camp, and then like next year they released floral pegs.
Floral pegs. Yo, I had the floral pegs.
They said it was their idea.
Swear to God, and I had the tiger pegs.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Ooh, that's crazy. So let's do a little timeline here. So you leave Oregon Project, you go back to New Hampshire, right? And you've just been there since. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I let's see. I left what's now Union Athletics.
Yeah.
Around this time last year. Yeah. It wasn't a big. I'm still super close with Don and Craig and Pete, all the coaches, everybody. Like nothing but love for those guys. It was just kind of one of those things that. I felt like it was the right time for me to leave the group.
Awesome. And then who are you being coached by right now?
With Andy Powell, my coach from Oregon.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So then how does that like dynamic work? Because he's at Washington now, right? So does he just kind of shoot you over training and then,
Yeah. And so another guy who's coaching him, Johnny Gregoric.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in Boston right now. So, I'll meet Johnny for the big workouts and stuff like that. But I was out in Seattle for a bit this spring, training with Johnny and Prakel and, Ed Chesrick's actually being coached by Andy again too.
Oh really?
So, wow. So I was out with him in the winter. In flag, and it's I like the setup I got right now.
That's awesome. That sounds great. So you're gonna you said you're going to flag for the winter.
Yeah, I'll probably go gotcha. There once this New England weather turns for the cold.
I was gonna say, who do you train with in New Hampshire?
I mean, just for like runs and stuff. It's really on my own, but I'll meet up with guys in Boston for workouts and stuff. Yeah, I'm about 50 minutes from the city, so
that's cool.
It's not too bad.
Gotcha. Are you gonna race indoors this year?
I would love to. Yeah, I would love to do. I want to do cross. I want to.
Oh yeah,
nice.
I like that.
Do some cross. There's a December cross race that I want to do.
Sound is it the sound running?
I think it's the sound.
The one in Austin.
Nice.
One,
That's so cool.
I want to do that. It's been, you kind of switch it up. It's been, since I miss cross. Cross is something I definitely miss a lot from college. So, it'd be fun to do that. Yeah. But I still would like to do indoors.
What was your favorite, cross race of college?
Honestly, my senior year when me and Edwin went to is my best race. I think about like that race the same like my the Northeast Regional race my freshman year and was it, I feel like a really good cross race for me. Yeah, that was probably like, I think before I ran well in, on the track, I think I did better in cross.
Yeah. Awesome. It seems like everyone like misses cross when they, yeah, like, I even, college.
I,
yeah,
because I haven't run cross since, I guess my last cross race was NXN 2019. Eric, I think we might have met, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Were you there? Did you go to NXN? Did they have you go?
2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably was.
Yeah, I think we met. Did we? Who's my dinner?
That's where they do all the dinners.
Yeah,
did you guys do a dinner and have a pro sitting with you guys?
Yeah, I had, because I had 2 years. You had 2 years too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who'd you have?
It was Colleen Quigley and someone else. I forget.
I had Bumby, Andrew Bumwell. And that was when I was looking at Georgetown. So that was my senior year. So we just talked about Georgetown the whole time, which was kind of, I think it's like a big reason why I actually was like, wait, I want to go to Georgetown. But then, who did I have? Fuck. Which Heath brother was with Nike would have been around there?
Oh, Elliot.
Yeah, so Elliot Heath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Nike make y'all go to those, like, dinners?
I mean, if you're in Portland, they're like, yeah, like you should. They send an email. There, yeah. Yeah. They're an That's email like, hey, don't eat dinner on Thursday because you've got plans.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do, you know, you've seen how like they pull out all the stops.
Oh, they go all out.
I mean,
they go
crazy. Kids, that experience is crazy.
They really do that right.
Yeah, I almost so felt it was harder to race because of how, like, as a young kid, you're like freaking
so
out.
Stimulation.
Yeah. It's I'm like, holy shit. That. Like, I'm having a conversation with Galen Rupp right now. I got a video with Galen Rupp. This is back when Barstool was a thing.
And they kind of bring you out. And that's the meat. You guys are out there for a while. They do like the lockers with all the gear.
Yeah.
And
announce your names and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like, and it's like, was it raining? Was the course?
It rained every year. Glendevere would be a mess. And one of the years, the girls race first because they rotated it each time. Whichever year the girls race first, course was chopped up. Because people hit laps. So people hit those laps a couple times.
Did you run Foot Locker? And is that what it was back then?
I didn't make Foot Locker, but yeah, I was at Foot Locker. I certainly tried my best at the Foot Locker Northeast Regional.
Is that a Van Cortlandt?
I think it was Van Cortlandt. I think when I was doing it, it was just Foot Locker. I think shortly after they added NXN, or maybe, I'm not sure when NXN started, but I think Foot Locker was the big thing when I was in high school. Yeah.
So, what is training looking like for you right now, like this time of year?
I mean, this is, you know, kind of like a heavy, you know, like putting in a lot of mileage.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of strength. I got a bit banged this outdoor season. I was coming back from like an injury and missed a bunch of time in April. So usually it's like you see kind of the standard, like you run Fifth Ave or a race around that time and take a big break. And then start gearing back up, but kind of right now I didn't really take a break, and I'm just kind of still keeping it going gearing up for just having fun, putting in some big training. Yeah.
So what are you like focusing on like within this 1 year like cycle?
I'm still not done with the track yet. I still like really want to give the 5 and 10 another good go. So I'm going to focus on that. Yeah, I'm going to focus on the track for that upcoming outdoor season. Yeah.
Yeah, because you had that string of a bunch of really good 5Ks and 10Ks. Was that 2 summers ago or last summer when you and Pat Tiernan had like a couple? You and Pat Tiernan had 2 really great races.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that was last year. Me and him raced, had a good 10K. That was actually in December.
Yeah, yeah.
And then – Then another race in that year in the spring. So, I still believe that I can do that. I've got good stuff on the track, and you know, I'm not quite ready to leave that yet.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about this like a month ago. We were like, who's had the like longest, like most consistent
career.
And we always say it's Eric Jenkins. You've just been around for so long. Like,
but competing at a high level, where like usually when these guys are kind of start falling off, like you've been around our whole running career. So like you're one of the OG pros that I ever heard of when I first started running, first became like a running guy.
It was like Eric Jenkins, Galen Rupp, Mo Farah.
Chez, Chez in college. So I guess not pro because you were in college and I was watching Chez, but it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's kind of amazing. You see guys, I mean, obviously Eliud Kipchoge is a different example because he's an outlier, but you can keep it going, you know, into your mid to late 30s. If you do the right things, if you live a good lifestyle. So, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. You never really know when the wheels fall off. I've been lucky to have been around a while, and I still feel like I still wake up and feel that hunger and have the desire to do well. So I'm going to, keep it going, and I'm very lucky to be where I'm at.
Hell yeah. So I just looked at Shay's phone a couple of seconds ago and typed into Google. Why was Aspel Kiprop Twitter?
Yeah, I was typing in it because I didn't want to forget. I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on Aspel Kiprop's Twitter account? Have you seen it?
He's got a pretty good Twitter. He's got a good Twitter.
It's funny.
It's crazy.
What's the last thing he tweeted? Like, is he still going ham on Twitter?
In 2018, he puts in all caps, "I was falsely accused of doping."
Okay, so he's taking a little break.
And his pinned tweet is a great
tweet when he said something about everybody makes a big deal when Roger Bannister broke 4.
But wait, I do it this yeah, times. Yeah.
When I do it, well, sick.
Yeah.
Which is such a good tweet from the world champ.
So here's his latest tweet.
I'm like a 326 guy, bro.
Here's his latest tweet. Yeah. This was in August. He said, "Next season might mark the return of the Undertaker. The mile, 1500 meter, but spelled with an exclamation point instead of a one. Seems
we'll pop this on the screen.
Wait, yeah, that mile 1500 meter seems Sean is kicking from a long range target." It just doesn't make sense.
That's one of those things. He probably woke up the next day and was like, "The fuck was I trying to say?"
Fucking nuts. Man,
yeah, dude, Kenya's wild.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was in a car accident, right?
I think he was drunk driving or something.
He was drunk driving. That's what I heard.
He's a cop. Technically, he's a cop. Yeah. No, I swear to God, he runs in there like, they're, you know, dude. Oh, yeah, I swear to God, he's a cop.
I believe you.
He ran in a police uniform.
Yeah, he's competing for them, bro. What?
Yeah, yeah.
That's sad. Honestly, like it is really sad.
Yeah,
it's sad to see somebody. It's like Kiprop was the guy. Before Jakob Ingebrigtsen, it was Kiprop.
No one could touch him. Oh, granted,
and he was he was untouchable. So it's like, it is really sad to first off, it's really upsetting when the people you look up to, I look up to guys you see Kiprop race and it's like, oh, I believe a clean guy could race. It's like, look at him.
Yeah.
The guy is built to run the 1500. So then when you find out he's doping it seems like all the evidence is pointing that he did dope.
Yeah, I mean, legally he doped.
Yeah.
Like on paper in the law. No, right now.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't, I'm not reading all of his tweets. So I don't know what his story is. Or, I mean, I've heard what he says.
He said it was blackmail. He said it was blackmail because of the video and then posted the video with the mayor's wife, which is horrible.
That's fucking wild.
It's a sad situation. It's just sad when these people you look up to,
it's a little depressing sometimes.
Coming out,
It's just like you were in awe of it while it was happening, and then just
this is attainable.
Yeah, I thought it erases it. Yeah.
You go backwards a little bit.
That's
sad.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't feel that way for like Barry Bonds. People still love, but Barry Bonds was juiced to the gills. But people still love him. Yeah. You know who Barry Bonds is?
Yeah. Well, he's a white guy,
He's not, he's black.
Oh, shit. My bad.
All right.
We got to bleep that, bro. I cannot expose myself.
You thought the Whites had Barry Bonds? Come on. But no, but there's a difference between like sports. Like people look at, you know, doping within like basketball or football. Like they don't like, it's different. Like there is some sort of difference.
Wait, was he a baseball player? People, yeah.
Home run record. But.
Oh, so dude, doping in baseball is like, I don't know. It's like, okay, you could get stronger.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to say is it's like, that's way more acceptable. Obviously, Kip Rob, outside of the doping, is also a bad person.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's also, he's not good.
Yeah. But like other guys, I don't know. It's just a weird dynamic.
No, I see what you're saying. And there's just a lot of factors that go into that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But then like, what do you think, like, a sport like fighting, if someone like MMA is doping, I feel like that's just as bad as doping.
I think that's so much of a bigger offense than doping, and they, like, you could kill, like,
you can kill someone.
You can literally kill someone.
Wait, hold on a second. Baseball here, doping is not going to make you hit the ball, bro.
It makes you stronger.
Yeah, but you got to still hit the ball.
You still have to have the skill, but like Barry Bonds, you can tell his like home run trajectory. If you look at every year's home runs, he was really good, but then all of a sudden he was like God good. And it just went like, and like the allegations come off and it dumped off.
Yeah, but running, you take the drugs, you're just like better immediately.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
And that is why there's a different perception, you know. It's
exactly.
You know, like Barry Bonds can take EPO and it's not going to do shit for his baseball game. There's other ways to be a good baseball. Like you take EPO as a runner and like you're just
better. Yeah, it's
exactly. Yeah. There's no way around it. You're just cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, same when you take anabolic steroids in baseball. Same. I still have the same perspective. It's like, yeah, you are cheating.
Yeah.
But there's more facets
of the game that you still have to be good at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, speaking of like fighting, it's like, you know, you can knock somebody out and you can break your hand. You can choke somebody. Yeah. There's more ways to win a fight. Like, there's just more stuff to do in other sports than there is running.
Yeah. You can still get the kick, like shit kick out of you, like doping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. It's so
versus
skillful.
Doping and running, you're going to lose probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just a crazy.
This is
difference.
A crazy thought train we're having here.
Yeah, we're riding down that.
This is a theology course.
Okay.
Got more questions?
Yeah. See what they had to say.
We'll wrap up shortly.
Do you ever see yourself making that jump to the marathon?
I'm definitely going to try it. Definitely will try it. I'd love to run Boston, you know, being like, you know, going up close to Boston, you know, I'd love to give Boston a good shot. But it's marathon's one of those things you never really know how you're going to do at it. It's like I might think that I'd be a good marathoner, and then until you actually try a marathon, it's such a different beast to hold other sport.
Yeah.
And also, like, the training for a marathon is so – it's grueling in this. And to only race, it's, like, twice a year if you're healthy. You know, if you can have – if you have a great marathon year, you race, like, twice.
Yeah.
And that would take some getting used to. But I'll definitely give the marathon a go.
Yeah. Well, you got to, especially for you, like when you were trained by Salazar, he was an amazing 10,000 meter runner as well as a marathoner. So, I mean,
yeah,
I feel like a 10,000 translates
to
marathon.
It's interesting. I bet Alberto though, like when he was a good, you know, I wonder, I don't know what his training was like when he was an athlete. Yeah.
I've seen some of it. I don't know if it's true, but it's crazy.
Yeah,
I've heard the rumors. Yeah, that like the absolutely
those always grow
stuff.
Over time. Those things are never like real.
Yeah, like someone said, El Grouge was doing like easy runs at 5:15. That's just kind of funny.
Yeah, or he just like even the like pre-drank every single night. He probably didn't drink every single night. Like he's still stuff.
I don't know about
stuff.
That.
I feel like probably just grows over time. I also don't know about that, but
it's Pre was definitely chugging beers. He wasn't afraid of beer.
wait, I have a like interesting question actually. Being from like Oregon, have you ever heard any like pre stories that haven't really made it to the public?
Yeah, like what's the coolest pre thing you've heard? Some people like this. It's a good question.
Honestly, I don't know if I have heard any like cool priest stuff that you haven't heard.
Any like just like I don't know things only talked about like the university, like people know like deep within.
I don't know about anything like that. I remember going to one time I went to lunch at Bill Dillinger's house. And that was
sick.
That was cool. Like that's crazy. That was cool. You'd like seeing like there's some seeing old photos of him and Bowerman and things like that that were really cool.
That's really, really cool. Cool. But, yeah.
I don't know if I like I can't really remember any like pretty stories. But yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Last segment. You get a question from your mom?
I didn't.
I got one.
Okay.
Okay. So we do questions from our moms. So My mom's social media stalks you and then gives me a question.
Yeah.
It's become a favorite of many people, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Mr. Bonzi. He said I swear to God, he said his favorite part of the episode is when we do questions from our mom. That's our coach's dad.
Coach's dad.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a big fan. He's the best.
He is the best.
So my mom says, in looking at your posts, you've referenced the significance of seeing certain runners on the starting line and that making it a hard race ahead. My question for you would be, if you could choose from historical legends till now, who would you want to be on the starting line with to make it your ultimate race?
That's a pretty cool question.
Yeah.
That's a really
Who do you want to have a, all right, wow. So who do you want to step up to the line with and have a showdown? I think the post she was referencing was like a Tiernan one. I think you said something like...
That is a really good question.
Always going to be hard race when we race.
Oh, yes, I know what she's talking about. Yeah.
It's a sick question.
It's like any time... Like, I know, like, when I race... have raced here and then like yeah it's like you can kind of like I kind of you know like kind of what his strengths are let's see like anytime you see like a guy recently like Connor Mance right when you see Connor Mance on the line you know it's going to be a hell of a race let's see who do I
is it saying past runners
past,
too
past yeah. or present
yeah what's Anyone. A present one and then what's a past one.
Man, it would have, I mean, obviously, like, racing pre would have been fun. I would have, let's see.
Yeah, you almost have to be, like, someone who's not pre. Because everyone, I feel like, would want to race pre. Like, I want to.
Yeah,
like,
everybody would love pre. I mean, I remember racing with Mo. Like, this is someone who I already did race. But, like, if I hadn't raced against Mo Farah, like, racing Mo.
Is racing him again.
Was crazy. Yeah. Anytime you would race, like I raced Mo at one time in London and like it was just insane.
Yeah. He was the man, dude.
Dude.
He was the man.
He was the man.
Unreal for that period of time. I mean, that double Olympic champ.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, if you just look at his from 2011 to up until he retired from the track,
Unreal.
He was untouchable.
Yeah. He, like, for context, insane. I guess for the people who don't know that listen, like...
Don't know Mo Farah?
No, but don't know what specifically he did. A lot of people have heard the name, but, like, keep in mind, not everyone's a running
double, nerd. Double Olympic champion.
Yeah, like, he won the 5K, 10K at two Olympics back-to-back. Crazy.
I mean, even... But it's, like, 2011, he went silver. He went, you know...
Crazy
gold
consistent.
Gold and silver in 2011. Gold and silver 2012. Gold and double gold 2013, 2015, 2016.
Unreal.
Crazy.
And then 2017, it's like, oh, what a loser. He just got first and third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking retire already, bro.
Yeah. That was.
So it's like.
Is that when Edris beat him?
Like, his, I like, think. That type of, like, it's in that type of rain, like it, that dominance,
and his
it's
style
like,
of
I can't
racing.
Imagine you're gonna see that.
Yeah. His dude, his last 200s are so explosive. Man.
His style of
oh
racing, where he would wait on the starting line in those championship races when the gun went off, and let everyone go for a second, and then go.
He was like Jakob of that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they knew what a Jakob was.
Yeah. Have they raced each other?
It's funny, like people complain about like slow championship races, but it's like. There's something about a slow championship race, I think, that makes like
so you're just
exciting.
So on the edge of
so
your
exciting.
Seat the whole time. Yeah, you're not watching a shootout. You're watching just a crazy strategic setup, and it's everyone's just like jogging, and you're just so like worried watching it. And then boom,
well, people get mad because like, oh, I don't want to see like a 210, But it's like, I don't care. Like, I'll wait 210 for them to have a crazy last entertain 800, them, 700 meters.
Yeah, for sure. I feel the same way. Especially, it's like, you would, I always think, especially for the viewers, like a fast race from the gun, while it's for sure more impressive in a lot of ways,
yeah,
it's like, in a way, on TV, boring as hell because they just want it from the start.
Yeah, people just die.
Think about, like, a sit and kick championship race, it takes a lot more talent to do what Jakob's doing, but like sit and kick races are exciting.
It's even like kicker's shot or kicker's chance, or whatever, isn't that a saying?
I don't know.
That's an old
saying. Yeah, like, kicker's chance. Yeah.
It's like cross country where you can like racing tactically is just, it's way more fun. Yeah. Just running on the grass, like tactically.
Yeah.
Coming down to an old yard sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah, like that.
Well, thanks for hopping on, man. I'm gonna let you go. Unless you got anything else.
Dude, I'd love to come back on. Have me again soon.
We gotta get you in person next time.
Yeah, we do gotta get you in person. Somehow we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it in studio.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We just had Drew here. I wanna start getting people in studio more. I think we're just gonna have to bring it to like meets if we know people are gonna be there.
Oh yeah, if we're in Boston.
Would you race at BU at all in indoors, you think?
Oh yeah. I think there's a I'd love to do BU.
Let's go.
Oh yeah!
All right, we'll be at the Boston Brookline. We'll let you know.
We'll see you. I'll see you in a BU. Yeah, we'll do it live.
That's sick.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. All right, thanks so much, man.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
This is fun.
See ya.
See ya.
Hey yo, good morning, America.